This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is... injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Leo C. Killian for Wayne Allen Root. He will be back tomorrow night. My guest right now is Alan Parker, the president of the Justice Foundation and a former professor of law at St. Mary's University in Texas. His website is thejusticefoundation.org. Alan, thanks for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you for getting this information out to your audience.
I assume the JusticeFoundation.org is your website. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes. I'm the president of the Justice Foundation. I'm licensed to practice before the Supreme Court. We're a public interest, nonprofit, charitable organization. We represent our clients at no charge. And most of our work is before the U.S. Supreme Court, but we also work in all 50 states.
Your organization is very pro-life. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, we actually, in a pretty unusual thing, we filed four briefs in the Dobbs case asking for Dobbs to be reversed. And I represent 2,249 women injured by abortion. Hmm. They had abortions. They tried it. They know it from experience. And they were asking the court, please don't hurt other women as we've been injured, particularly when there's a better alternative called the Safe Haven Law today. And then I also represent Melinda Tebow, the founder of the Moral Outcry petition, and she was acting on behalf of 539,108 Americans who signed the Moral Outcry petition. And all of this can be found on thejusticefoundation.org. That's our website. And the petition gave five reasons why the Supreme Court should reverse Roe v. Wade, and I and all my clients are incredibly happy that the Supreme Court did reverse Roe v. Wade. I think it'll bring more justice, more healing to women, and there's a better alternative for women than abortion for the problem of the unwanted child.
So you know women are going to cross lines to get abortions. You're going to have a lot, I would assume, a lot of lawsuits. Now you've got the ability to take an abortion by a pill. How is that going to factor into all of this? This is just going to be nonstop litigation moving forward.
That is true. There's a battle on 150 fronts now. Before it was at the Supreme Court, there's 50 states,
right,
and there's three branches of government in every state. Your legislature may pass a law, pro-life or pro-death. Prosecutors, for example, in Texas, that has a pro-life law, some of the DAs, Democrat DAs in big cities, saying, I'm not going to prosecute anybody. So the executive branch has a branch, and then the legislature can pass whatever laws they want. So that's why it's 150. That's going to happen.
Right.
But I do want to say something that's new, and it's not being covered much. But this is the absolute legal fact. It's mentioned in footnote 45 in the Dobbs case. The court mentions it. No woman in America has to travel to another state to get rid of her child. She doesn't have to do anything because every state has a safe haven law now, that under which law she can relinquish her child at a hospital or fire station or other designated place within a designated time after birth, and she can be free of all of the burden of parenting. if she doesn't want the parent, and that's why most women get abortions. They don't want to kill a child.
Right.
They want to say, I can't do this right now. Here's what's wrong in my life. I cannot do it.
Right.
Or they say, I don't want to do it. I just don't want to do it.
Sure.
Well, they have the legal right in all 50 states, and if they're poor, their medical bills will be paid by the state. All states have Medicaid. If they're low income, and when you're pregnant, that's pretty much all the medical, all the bills there are is medical
right.
bills.
Right.
Until the baby's born. So then you can, like in Texas, I'll just give an example. We're there. You have 60 days. You can drop a baby off at a hospital or fire station. Some states it's 3 days or 30 days or 60, but it's true everywhere. Safe haven law. You can be free of the burden of parenting a child without killing the child, which then hurts the woman.
Right.
And what will happen to those children? Will they all end up in foster care? We're going to have huge, like Texas, there were 50,000 abortions last year. Are they going to be all? No. There are one that many women will choose to keep the baby, and that's their choice, but they don't have to.
Right.
But there's 1 to 2 million women every year desperately waiting to adopt newborn children. They may not feel comfortable with the child, neglected or abused child. They may think, I can't handle that, but I can be a good mother and father to a baby. And the reason is 10% of American women are infertile between
right.
the ages of 15 and 44. That's 6 million of women a year
right.
who can't have a baby after a year of trying. And they try to fix it through various methods. And after a while, 1 to 2 million every year say, I'm ready to adopt. I want to give a home to a baby.
I hate to say it like this, but I do think there's truth in it. I think the reason why these safe harbor laws don't have the same kind of weight with women is that it's inconvenient to carry the baby for 9 months. I hate to say it like that, but I do believe there's some truth in that. Plus, there's a stigma. If you have a baby, you're pregnant for 9 months, and then you go off and have a baby, and then there's no baby, you're going to be looked on differently, I think.
Yeah. Those are some of the concerns of women. It's illegal to discriminate against a woman in the workplace because she's pregnant. We need to remember that. And some women also say, if I keep the baby that long, I would keep the baby.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to place the
sure,
baby.
Sure, sure.
Well, that's her choice. And they think the abortion industry tells them, 10 minutes, you'll never have to think about it again. The abortion industry lies to women and, for example, doesn't tell them that the Supreme Court has said since 1992 that abortion could cause devastating psychological consequences to women. You would think if it was the most important and controversial issue in America, the industry would tell you both sides and let you make your decision. They do not do that. And so women think, oh, 10 minutes, I'm quoting one of the women from Georgia, that I represent 2,249 women hurt by abortion. She said, 10 minutes, you'll never have to think about it. She said, that lady lied to me. There's not a day go by. I don't wonder what my child would have been like
sure.
if I hadn't killed my child.
Mm.
So
yeah.
It's difficult, but we
yeah.
need to move to love, love, love. Let's love the baby and give justice to the baby. Don't kill the baby. Let's have mercy for the women. We all want to help the women. Give us your baby if you cannot take care of it. And by the way, there's 3,000 pregnancy resource centers, far more than the number of abortionists who give free help to women who need it. And then, but if you can't and you don't want to, we'll give them to the loving homes waiting to adopt newborn children. That's the way to move forward in a more loving and just society.
We're talking to Alan Parker, president of the Justice Foundation. You can go online, thejusticefoundation.org. I got one more because we're running out of time, but we have run across this topic on my show here in Connecticut a lot, and I can't get a real definite answer. Maybe you can give me one. Are there certain states toying with infanticide, aborting the baby after it's been born? California, Virginia's on that list. Is any of that true?
It is true. They are doing it in a somewhat deceptive way by making you unable to prosecute the death of a child within the first 20 days, 28 days.
That's horrible. This is so horrible. It's unbelievable.
It is. It really, really is. But once you start cheapening and coarsening human life, you go down that path. And that's one of the reasons we call abortion a crime against humanity, which is when the government withdraws legal protection from a class of human beings. Once you do it for some, why don't you do it for others?
Yeah.
And the power group that's in charge gets to decide who lives and who dies. They haven't asked the babies who are up to 28-year-old 28 days old if it's okay to kill him.
Yeah.
And, but that's, you know, it's the power group who has the power who decides. And but we should have a rule of general protection of human rights. And if you're in Connecticut, many people there probably believe in human rights. It's an important concept.
Sure.
Well, when do human rights begin? When you become human. When do you become a member of the species Homo sapiens? When the sperm and the egg are joined together. And I also represented Hannah S. in this case, the first formerly frozen human embryo to ever file a brief at the Supreme Court. Just quickly, we're all human embryos, but none of most of us weren't frozen. She was conceived in vitro fertilization.
Right.
She was frozen for 2.5 years, then placed into an adopted mother's womb, and now she filed the first brief. And what does that prove? That she was alive from the moment of conception. She was viable, meaning able to live outside the mother's womb, which she did for 2.5 years in a frozen state. So we need to protect all human life, and you become human when humans begin, when the sperm and the egg come together, and a new living organism is created, a member of the species, Homo sapiens.
What's the website, Alan, and what's the petition you want people to sign?
Yeah, thank you. TheJusticeFoundation.org, and all our resources out there are free. And if people want to support us or sign the petition or give us a legal testimony if they've had an abortion and want the courts to know how terrible it is for women, you can go and do all that on our website, TheJusticeFoundation.org.
Attorney Alan Parker joining us. Thank you very much, sir. I do appreciate that. All right, we've got to take a break. Still to come, gubernatorial candidate here in Connecticut, Bob Stefanowski. A little later on, we'll talk to best-selling author Scott Powell. Our good pal Tony D'Angelo will join me as well. We'll talk about the cost and price of abortion. All that coming up right here on the USA Radio Network.
Root for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reese sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Hey, this is Al Robertson with my dad, Phil. One of the things that we've noticed is, you know, people start losing their hair many times early in life. Now, Dad, you managed to hang on to yours. Have you got some secret?
Yeah, get on this keep, sir. You'll be a hairy guy like me.
I've got a little gap coming up on top of mine, so I know the hair loss sometimes can be a touchy subject with guys, and so what Keeps does is help you hang on to your hair. It's clinically proven. It's FDA approved. They have hair treatments available online. They have a physician there so make sure you get the right product for you. Make sure it's safe. There's no waiting rooms. There's no pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. That's half the cost. If you have any questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. So if you're a little tired of those balding jokes, go to keeps.com/Phil. 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/Phil. PHIL. Keeps.com/Phil. Hang on to your hair.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard?
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie, and you know Wayne Allen Root. He'll be back tomorrow night. Same bad time, same bad channel. Now, listen, for over a year, Wayne has been talking about John and Chelsea Jubilee and how Energize Health changed his life. I mean, you hear him talking about this all the time to the point where, like, I want to pick up the phone and call these guys. He lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days, which is pretty amazing. If you haven't done the 88-day Energize Health Transformation, this is your chance for free to do the men's 3-day challenge. So this Monday, July 11th through Wednesday, July 13th, from 4 to 6 o'clock Pacific time, 7 to 9 Eastern, the challenge is for men over 55 seeking the best health and bedroom life ever. All right? So how do you pass that up? It's about as good as it gets. Register now at energizehealth.com and click the men's event button. Today, the frustrating cycle of low stamina, low energy, low strength is about to change forever in you. So this is something you can do for you. Do it. Try it. It's 3 days. What do you got to lose? Except weight. Except fat. Discover the breakthrough. Can't talk anymore. Discover the breakthrough you've been wishing for without medication, painful exercises, or restrictive yo-yo type diets. Since 1997, John Jubilee has helped thousands of exhausted, mature men live healthy lives of vitality and deep satisfaction. The 3-day Best Health and Bedroom Life Ever Challenge is July 11th through the 13th. Register now at energizehealth.com and click the men's event button. That's energizehealth.com. Click it. 3 days. You can give 3 days up to this. Try it. And when it's all said and done, man, if you feel better, you do it. Right? I mean, that seems like it makes sense. Doesn't it, Chris?
Sure as hell does to me, sir.
I mean, listen, Wayne has been talking about losing this weight forever. I mean, he must look like a Greek god right now.
Well, rumor has it that they're actually thinking about replacing one of the statues outside of Caesar's in Vegas with him in live action.
Oh, man. I could see that.
In fact, his next rally there on the strip, the horse-drawn chariot, they're going to bring him to that fountain at Caesars, and he's just going to stand there for 18 hours a day, then come do a radio show, then two TV shows, and then still have dinner. That guy never sleeps. I swear to God. Well, by the way, that's the beauty of this whole program. This guy has more energy than, than anybody I have ever known.
I think you're right about that. He has, and now he even has more energy with the guy's health. You can tell.
And anybody who works with Wayne will tell you, a Wayne with a full level of energy, you just want to find one of those MyPillows and smother him with it, because he drives you to an early death with that energy. Yeah. No, he's great. I mean, look, I love working with the guy. He's fun. He's energetic. He's always on his toes. You know, he does a great job with whatever he does. And I love the guy. I don't have to kiss his ass, but he knows. He's like family to me, but yeah.
You just want to.
Yeah, pretty much. I hate USA Radio, so I want to go work for him solely. So, yeah. Hi, boss.
Hello. Wow.
Chip. Sorry to the president of this
network. Do you have a 7-second dump button somewhere?
I'm no kitty cat. I'll leave it there. But what I love about Wayne is, you know, he's got the energy, and this program reflects that. You know, and I know super producer Andrew Paul, who hates being mentioned on the air, and I'm going to mention him anyway. He's another one. He's go, 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 go. And, you know, this great system that John and Chelsea Jubilee, and they're, by the way, anybody out there, they will treat you not as a number, but as a family member. Yeah. They are the most kindest, generous people you will ever meet.
Yeah, Andrew was on it too, he said, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He was already skinny.
He was real skinny. I don't want to say he was skinny, but he was so skinny they had to put sandbags on his feet, so when the Santa Ana winds came through, he wouldn't fly away. That's how skinny. You used to be able to pick a lock with Andrew's body.
Wow.
That's how skinny he was.
You are on a roll, my friend.
Maybe I need the energy to kind of mellow that to be on their program to mellow me out of it.
Yeah. So, a cup of cocoa or something like that. Take it down. Take it down a notch.
So,
all right, what did you want to talk about real quick
we got a minute here. So, I was a little concerned. Monday night, I'm watching WWE, and maybe that should be the concern that 45 was still watching that garbage. But here's my thing. It was the July 4th show. They were trying to get a USA chant going, and the whole crowd there just was like, before that was never a problem. They could not get that crowd to chant USA. It was just like the crowd's like, why are we wasting our time? I am really concerned about our country becoming that disenfranchised.
That's horrible. And
that was
just a sinking feeling
to see that.
That does bring me down. That's a bummer going into this break, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
I believe it. I didn't see it, but I can.
It was a bummer.
Yeah, I can see that. All right, Chris, thanks for bringing us to the bottom level of the rung here as far as.
Well, thank you for those praise.
All right, we'll
Son
come
of
back.
A bitch.
We got a lot to do still. My pal Bob Stefanowski is going to join me next. Bob is running for governor here in the state of Connecticut, and we'll talk about governor stuff or.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The alleged shooter at a 4th of July parade north of Chicago is confessing.
He was read his Miranda warnings, offered attorneys, etc. He went into details about what he had done.
That's according to Lake County State's Attorney Eric Reinhardt. He said the suspect is also being held without bond.
The judge ruled that there was probable cause to hold him at this time for 7 counts of first-degree murder.
President Biden is continuing to be slammed by small business groups for suggesting that gas station owners should drop the price at the pump. This time it's Paul Hardin, who heads the Texas Food and Fuel Association. He says they're making pennies per gallon, and convenience stores make their money inside selling sodas and candy. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We'll be right back.
Ruth. The Ruth's on fire. Steals and deals. LV.com's on fire as well. My great buddy of 20 years, John, built this magnificent business, Steals and Deals, LV.com, right here in Las Vegas, and it's blown up huge for Vegas consumers, but now they ship nationwide. It's called Steals and Deals LV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. And now John is moving his warehouse and everything must go. Stealsanddealslv.com is having a giant liquidation sale. All inventory is 50 to 80% off retail. You'll get the best price for any product you can name. Home, office, patio, everything from microwave ovens to refrigerators to sofas to bed frames to rugs to mattresses to sporting goods to treadmills, bikes, automotive parts, desks, chairs, lawnmowers, barbecues, smokers, generators, pianos, baby cribs, refrigerators, or wheelchairs. If you want them, Steals and Deals LV has them, and they've got them at 50 to 80% off liquidation sale. Get the best prices, then go to stealsanddealslv.com. And they will beat every single price. What a great idea for the consumers of Las Vegas, and they ship nationwide. Just go to stealsanddealslv.com online or call 725-260-3337, 725-260-3337. Stealsanddealslv.com. It's like stealing. And if you happen to be in Vegas, by the way, you could just stop by their warehouse, 2800 East Walnut Avenue, 2800 East Walnut Avenue.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. And let's pop one. There you go. Have a little swig of this. I don't even drink. It's soda. Ah! So I want to bring on the Republican candidate for governor here in the state of Connecticut, and I know I don't want to focus just on Connecticut, but I think some of the things that Bob Stefanowski will talk about will resonate on all of these great radio stations across the entire country on the USA Radio Network. Bob, can you believe it's already July 6th? Summer's flying.
It's going by fast. The other thing that's hard to believe is that President Biden still hasn't even hit his two-year mark. Seems like he's been around forever, doesn't it?
Wait, he has. Been around for 50 years.
Forever. Well, true. What, he's been in service 50, like some ungodly number of years?
Yeah, I think this is year 49, to be honest with you. I'm serious about that, in some way, shape, or form. That's why it's remarkable to me. Like, these guys have been in Washington, you know, in some cases, whether it's Schumer or Pelosi or Biden, yeah. It's like 50 years, but they need this next election to get the job done.
Yeah, right. The other thing I never noticed, how are they so rich? Right? I don't know. We should look it up, how much a U.S. senator makes. But they make, I know, how are they so wealthy?
I know exactly what they make. I have it right in front of me. You ready?
Oh, yeah.
A United States senator makes $174,000 a year.
Okay, so that's a lot of money for most people. But how does Barack Obama buy a $5 million spread or whatever it was on Martha's Vineyard right after he... I mean, I know he probably gets a good amount for speech, but... Or Nancy Pelosi. So she's got a mansion. I don't understand it.
Well, yeah.
I don't think when you're in government service, you can run around getting paid to do speeches. Maybe you can.
I think you can.
I don't think so.
I thought you can. I think you can get paid for that. And I also think there's book deals and stuff like that. But they get inside information and they use that
for
as far as buying stocks and stuff. Yeah. That happens all the time.
Or they help their family, you know, Joe Biden helping Hunter get jobs.
Sure.
That.
Sure.
These people, they forget they work for us. That's the problem. And then, you know, that's one of the things we're going to change. When I'm governor, I work for them. You're my boss, Lee. When I become governor, you are my boss.
Yes, you're in trouble.
Along with 3.6 other million people across the state. That's the way they should be thinking about it. I'm working for you.
100%. We just had this conversation a couple minutes ago. The most important part of running for office is you have to divorce yourself of your own self-interest. You cannot be motivated for whatever personal gain that you want. You want to be a great legislator? That is the only way to do it. The only way to do it is to be a great leader is to not worry about where you are when you're done. Period.
Right.
So that's the way I
vote. One of the things I learned from last election to this, you know, when I'm in front of the press now, I say what's on my mind, right? If it works, it works. If it doesn't, last time I was so guarded. If you say this, if you say that, you got to get up there and speak your mind and show people who you are, and then they'll make a decision. And I'm pretty comfortable with that decision if people see what both candidates are.
So much more genuine, you know, doing it that way. So, and
by the way, whatever I should talk to you off the air, but what's your truck now?
My truck is still...
Like, turn it into a monument and bronze it?
So it's still in the shop, right? Here's a good story for you. Because, you know much more about trucks than I do. So I was... That's still more than me. So yeah. So I was driving, and a friend of mine was driving, and he said he saw this truck for sale. Like, my truck's still in the shop. So right. he said he saw this truck for sale, like $1,800. So I call the guy, right? I said, what does it run? He's like, yeah, no, it runs great, blah, blah, blah. It's got a little bit of, it's got a little body damage, whatever. I'm like, okay, so I drive over there. It's out in Old Lyme. I drive over there, and I look at it. I say, how many miles on it? He tells me, and I look at it. It's like, it's completely rusted out. Like, it's all right. But, Bob, I still might buy it because it's better than mine. Right.
Well, that's the problem. At a certain point, you don't want to put money into a truck that's worth $50.
Right.
I just had that with my. I have a blue truck. It's a standard. I love the truck.
Right.
People said it's going to be $1,000 for a new exhaust system. You may as well trash it. But I was stupid. I put it in because I don't want to give up the truck.
Right.
And then yesterday it was a new clutch.
Oh,
and
yes.
I'm going to end up putting $10,000 into a truck that's worth $5.
Yeah, so I don't know what to do. Because you know what? The new trucks now, or even like real trucks that I use, like you buy it a lot, you can't get one for less than $20,000. It's crazy. And these new trucks are like 80. Who's buying an $80,000 truck? I'm sorry.
And you can't get standard anymore. I bought a Ford Ranger to replace my old one about 2 years ago. I love a standard. It's my one joy in life.
Please. Right.
Moving from, that gear around. You can't get them anymore. What's the world coming to?
I wonder what the percentage of kids out there who are below the age of, let's say, 40, who can actually drive a stick. I bet you that percentage is less than 10. Seriously, right?
You're probably right.
I love that. I remember I used to have a car where it would only start like maybe 40% of the time, and the only way you could get it to start was to jump it like a jump start. You have to push it.
Yeah, you get two guys pushing you down the road.
Yeah, your buddies are pushing you, and you hit the clutch. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Those are the good old days, man.
I can remember that. You're 25, and you're pushing a car down the hill with your buddy. The driver's seat with it in neutral. Okay, let out the clutch. Let out the clutch.
And if you were by yourself, you had to strategically park near a hill, so just in case.
See, that should be my campaign commercial. I'm a normal guy, right?
Yeah, how about this? We'll do a commercial where I'm pushing you and you're pop clutch and start in your truck. That'll be great.
Well, Governor Lamont was being chauffeured at Yale. I was driving my 1968 Mustang. And pop in the clutch.
I like it. That's a winner right there.
I got to talk to the team about it.
We'll have Sasser in the back doing nothing. Like sitting in the bed doing nothing.
Yeah, eating potato chips.
That's a perfect commercial. I love it. Oh, man. So let me ask you one question about policy. A lot of the union folks in the state of Connecticut are nervous that you won't negotiate in good faith with them. What do you tell them?
Yeah, the Democrats are desperate this year, right? Lamont, he knows he's in trouble. They're going to try to demonize me on everything. So I think people, first of all, people that have worked their whole career and are counting on that retirement should get it. It's as simple as that. And my mom was actually in the union. She was a Southern Northern Telephone Company. I grew up in a union family. I grew up in New Haven. So I am not against paying people what they deserve. What gets me is what Governor Lamont does in an election year. And, he ignores the unions for 3 years. And then all of a sudden in an election year, he's their best buddy. I'm going to be consistent throughout my administration. Of course we're going to negotiate. Of course we're going to find a fair compromise. You look at the police, the state police. They're down over 300 people. And the head of the union for the state police came out the other day and said it is now at a dangerous level, that this is a health and safety issue now because we're down 300 recruits. Do you think if Governor Lamont was treating the police union properly, they'd be down 300 people? No. So we got to reverse that part of the police accountability bill, which then bring back qualified and union officers. We got to find a way to bring more recruits. And if that means paying people more, we need to do it. We can't be running the state of Connecticut down, with 30% less state troopers than we need. So, his answer with everything is to throw money at people, right? In an election year, He throws $1.7 billion. Now, if he wins, he's going to ignore him for the next 3 years. You look at, and you got me on a roll here, but you look at prison corrections officers. They're in horrible conditions right now.
Right.
But last weekend, or a couple weeks ago, the temperature outside is 100 degrees. They got an ancient air conditioning system, and it breaks down not only the officers, but the inmates. So my problem with Governor Lamont is it's all window dressing. I'm actually going to care about people. I'm going to deal with them fairly. I'm going to protect their retirement benefits, and we're going to partner with them. Now, you're never going to hear that from the union leaders because they're tied to Lamont. Well, some of them you will. And there's some very good union leaders out there, but some of them are tied to Lamont and what he's doing. So they're, no matter what I say, they're going to trash me. So I would just encourage people, listen to what I have to say. And I'm going to get out and meet with people and listen to what I have to say rather than the rhetoric you're going to see come out of this stuff.
All right. Where can folks...
It's emotional.
I know.
I can go out tomorrow and say the sky is blue, right? Yeah. And the Democratic Party will send out... Bob this morning said the sky was red.
Right.
I mean, politics is so bad these days. At least there was a modicum of truth in political advertising. But now it doesn't even matter. No. They just make it up like it's true.
All right, Bob. I got to run. I'm out of time. Thanks for joining me. I appreciate you coming on here this afternoon on this Humpin' Day Wednesday broadcast. Casting out across the great USA Radio Network on all these fantastic stations. Bob, again, is running for governor here in the state of Connecticut. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to mypillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. mypillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver, and the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Kyle LaBrue, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LaBrue stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LaBrue, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLaBrue.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LaBrue for Congress.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Welcome back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie. Let's do a rip and read segment. I don't know what's coming. It's just a pile of stuff. It could be anything. Let's see where it takes us. Despite reports, bullets do not, I repeat, not ricochet off of armadillos. They are not bulletproof. Their shells are bony plates, but they do not stop bullets. So those of you listening to me down in Texas or out in the Midwest somewhere, please do not shoot the armadillos. They are not impervious to the bullets. The average car spends 95% of its life parked, believe it or not. The world produces enough food to feed everyone on the planet, but the problem is distribution. About 821 million people are considered to be chronically undernourished, and of course that's in Africa and some parts of South America. Here's a little history lesson for you. A failed constitutional amendment in 1916 would have given Americans a vote on whether or not to go to war. And people who voted yes would be required to enlist for such service. This next one is actually freaking me out. I've read this before, and I don't like it. But more than half of your body is not human. Only 43% of your cells are actually human cells. The rest are microscopic organisms living inside you. Think about that. Let that rattle around in your cage of a brain. 43% of you is actually you. The rest are creatures living as parasites off of you. That's gross. Speaking of parasites, now this is a big fat no for me. Would you release 100 cockroaches in your home for $2,000? I'll tell you what, right now, I wouldn't release one. No way! In fact, I wouldn't release one cockroach, because one cockroach would become 1,000 cockroaches in a mere matter of days. So that's disgusting, but apparently people will do just about anything for money. 87% of people say goodbye to their dogs before leaving their house. When I had a dog, which, again, I lost my boy, but I would say goodbye to him. Of course I would say goodbye to him. I'd hug him and kiss him. And I'd squeeze him every morning when I left. Most people say they leave electronic devices on, like TVs or radios. In fact, a lot of folks actually think their dog sits there and watches the TV during the day. I used to leave the television on for Ozzy as well. So, Greece is officially the word. Well, not only that kind of Greece, no. There's a restaurant, a Memphis restaurant, 110-year-old Greece, that is. It has 110-year-old Greece that is still in its fryer-lator. Like, they don't change the grease. They opened their doors in 1912, and they claim that the eatery has been using the same grease since day one. Now, I don't know anything about cooking, nothing. And I know even less about being a great restaurateur, but I do think that having the same grease for 110 years is borderline illegal, I would think. I don't know why you would want to advertise that, right? Unless, you know, your slogan is come and throw up. So some number crunches out there at beeradvocate.com. Calculated the worst beers in America, America's least favorite beers. I don't know if you're a beer drinker or not, but according to beeradvocate.com, the five worst beers are Natural Ice, Keystone Light, Sharps, Natural Light, and the worst beer is Budweiser Select 55. Budweiser Select 55. Speaking of beer, baseball beer prices are on the rise. The fan cost index for a Major League Baseball game increased by $9.75 for a family of four in 2021 to $253.64, in part because the average price of beer is on the rise. In some places, it's up 10% what it was a year ago. So the stickers on fruits and vegetables are actually edible. Though washing prior to eating is recommended, the glue used on those stickers are actually relegated and given a thumbs up by the FDA. Why you would not just take the second and peel off the sticker, for God's sake, you lazy son of a bee. I mean, come on, take off the sticker before you eat the apple. Your pinky is responsible for 50% of your grip strength, believe it or not. And Indiana Jones was originally going to be called Indiana Smith. Smith! Smith! Since it's summertime, here are seven foods that are more hydrating than a watermelon, believe it or not. A watermelon apparently is 92% water, but these are actually filled with more water, I guess. Cucumbers, iceberg lettuce, celery, radishes, romaine lettuce, tomatoes, zucchini all have more water than the famous watermelon. Those of you out there who consider yourself farmers, there's a new dating app for cows. You heard it right. Cows only, as a matter of fact. So if you have a cow that's lonely and you want her to meet somebody special, there is an actual website that is designed after Tinder where you post pictures of your cows so they can date. I guess you would go for ice cream, I guess. That was a terrible joke. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.